Emory University, the law school conducts classes that you expect, contracts, torts, etc., but one you might not expect, theater and poetry. The professor behind it and before it is Janet Metzger. Joining Janet is one of her students, Prasad Hera.
That's right.
Hura, thank you so much for being here, both of you.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
This is another installment of our Lessons from Left Field series. That's where we discuss unusual class courses. Okay, so Janet, this is basically, we watch movies and we see these actors getting really dramatic, right?
Right.
And then
right.
I hear all my lawyer friends go, that's not how it goes. That's played up for TV or movies.
Right.
And yet you're leading a class that's like, yeah, that is maybe how it's supposed to go. Why?
Well, mostly trials are very slow and very, very drawn out. And in the movies, everything, of course, is compressed for dramatic effect and for story. That doesn't mean, though, that you can't have passion in the courtroom, even within the context of a longer, more drawn-out trial. And so it's my job to help the students figure out how they're going to find that passion and be able to tell the story in a compelling way.
Is this a required course?
No, this is an elective.
Which means that you chose this, Prasad.
That's right.
Why?
So this goes back to when I came first to Emory University. We had Alok Chakravarthy. He was the lead prosecutor in the Boston Marathon bombing case who got the conviction. He came and told us 200 kids that if you want to do yourself a favor, take this one course at Emory, Courtroom Persuasion and Drama. And that was the day when I decided that I have to take Professor Metzger's course.
All right. So you told our producer was one of the best closing arguments ever in captured on film was from the 1996 film A Time to Kill. And this is where Matthew McConaughey, who's playing the defense attorney who's defending Samuel L. Jackson. Samuel L. Jackson's playing a man who was on trial for killing two white men who very brutally attacked his daughter. So let's hear a little clip of here of McConaughey as attorney Jack Briggins.
Her raped, beaten, broken body, soaked in their urine, soaked in their semen, soaked in her blood, left to die. Can you see her? I want you to picture that little girl. Now imagine she's white. The defense rests, you know.
So when I actually looked up that clip, the first thing that comes up is best closing argument ever, !! What makes this so effective?
What makes it so effective is that he's not telling the jury how to feel. He is personally feeling the experience himself and expressing that, but he's doing it through the facts. He's telling the facts of what actually happened, and he's allowing the jurors to feel what they can feel from this, to empathize with what happened to that little girl.
So Prasad, it seems like there's two parts to this course. One is in the performance, how you actually read your closing argument or whatever you're doing in front of the jury, but the other is the writing of those things. What do you take away in terms of how to change your writing?
I think the most important takeaway that we take for our writing is when we sit down to write about what we did and what was going through our head, that is when you realize that, oh, these were the nuances I picked out. Now, when you're doing it, the adrenaline is flowing, but once it's done and when you look back in hindsight, there are some nuances that you pick up and you try to journal them, and then that stays with you for, you know, the years to come. So that's why the writing requirement is equally as important as doing the entire show.
And you sort of approach this as a storytelling where they need to be writing their arguments in a way where there's a beginning, middle, and end, correct?
That's right. That's right. The thing about story is that, of course, in theater and in film, the story is fictional. The characters are the thing that drive the story, why they did what they did, what it is that they actually did. And in a trial, the story is true, it actually happened. But the characters, the people, the participants in it, those are the ones that actually drive story. And so that's the similarity between theater, acting, and the law and the lawyers.
All right, so Prasad, you told us that one of your legal idols is Jerry Spence.
Yes.
He's been a trial attorney for a very long time, six decades or so. We found a clip of a recent TED talk that he gave, TEDx talk, and when he's saying that one of the problems with law schools is they only teach students about the law in order to successfully try a case.
And you are then a licensed lawyer, and then people can come to you and pay you money to try a case, and you don't know how to try the case. That's kind of the legal education that we got, and the trainings today that lawyers are still getting.
So what is the, what do you take from that? He's talking about what's missing from most legal educations.
I agree with what he has said exactly. That is the problem, but this is not the problem at Emory. Because Emory, like he said, that you end up in trial, but you don't know how to try a case. That's what Jerry said.
Actually get up from behind the desk
right,
and try it.
Right. But at Emory, we have some fantastic courses which are optional. One is Professor Metzger's course, which is Courtroom Persuasion and Drama. You have some other courses where you actually get to be in a mock trial setting. I took those courses. And you actually try that case in a real courtroom in front of real jurors. And then above all, above the optional part, there's a mandatory side to it, which is the trial techniques course at Emory. Every year in May for 1 week, 70 to 75 lawyers fly down from around the country and stay with us. And we are divided with teams of 10 lawyers. And they are living with us for 10 hours a day, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And they teach us cross-examination, drills. You do it again and again and again. Now, that's real education.
Okay, so let's again go back to the movies and hear a little bit. This is probably one of the most famous film lawyers. This is Gregory Peck as the attorney Atticus Finch. Finch, of course, defending a black man in the Depression era South who's accused of raping a white woman.
The defendant is not guilty, but somebody in this courtroom is. Now, gentlemen, in this country, our courts are the great levelers. In our courts, all men are created equal.
So what do you take from this, or in a way that you can teach your students? What do you can you teach them from something like this?
Again, it comes down to the individual lawyer's passion. Each lawyer has to decide for themselves what it is about that particular case that really moves them. And if they were to lose that case, what would the consequences be? And that's what drives the fight. That's what creates that intention, and the intention behind what the lawyer is trying to do is to persuade the jurors and to explain to them, to give them the story behind their client's story, and what it is that is going to enable those jurors to come to the right decision.
So are you actually teaching them acting techniques? Are you teaching them about how to move their bodies, how to be less self-conscious? Are you teaching them how to project their
absolutely,
voices?
Absolutely. Absolutely. All of those things. There's really two components. One is to have an understanding of what the things that they are doing, how they are either acting as barriers to communication or how they are creating rapport with their jurors. And then the other thing is for them to learn how to think on their feet. So we do a lot of improvisation so that they can begin to develop those skills, because a lot of times what you plan isn't what actually happens.
Yeah, that's true in life. All right, in the last couple minutes that we have, let's hear probably one of the most famous courtroom scenes of all time, and this is from the movie A Few Good Men. Tom Cruise, of course, a Navy lawyer. He's defending two Marines accused of killing a fellow soldier, and here he is questioning the colonel.
You doctored the logbook.
Damn it, Captain!
You coerced the doctor.
Consider yourself in contempt.
Colonel Jessup, did you order the code red?
You don't have to answer that question.
I'll answer the question. You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Okay, so Prasad, what do you take away from that? I mean, as a lawyer, you're not going to do this. But what do you take from it that is actually usable in a courtroom?
And this goes back again to what Jerry Spence says, is believe in a case, and like what Professor Metzger said, care for your case. If you believe in your case and if you care for your case, the jurors will care. And this is what exactly Tom Cruise did as well. Yes, he was passionate. He got inflamed, but he cared. And because of his care, the jurors cared. They understand everything. These 12 people sitting there, they understand all these nuances going around. And honestly, they're also judging which side has a better lawyer. So you gotta care.
We have about 30 seconds left. Do you have to have acting skill then to be a good lawyer?
It's not so much about having the skill of being an actor. It's about being confident in yourself and understanding what it is that really persuades jurors.
Okay, that is Emory University Law Professor Janet Metzger. We've been talking about a class where she teaches third-year law students the art of storytelling and acting. We also heard Emory Law student Prasad Hura. Thanks so much to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
This conversation is part of our Lessons from Left Field series. If you have a class you think we should profile, you can let us know. Just call us and leave a message at 404-500-9457. You can also tweet us. It's at OST Talk or post on Facebook.